إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. حي الله هذه الوجوه الطيبة. May Allah bless all these beautiful faces in Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us again and again in the table of the merciful, the table of Ar-Rahman, to learn our deen. For 3 weeks I miss all these beautiful faces. And may Allah gather us to be together in this dunya, in righteousness, and to be together in the hereafter, in the Jannah, inshaAllah, with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, some issues here, some questions I carry for you from our team. And I would like to share with you about some of the questions. It's really bothering me, and we need to clear about it. When I visit home, I found some people which they consider themselves among the scholars. They deny عذاب القبر. They deny the punishment in the grave. عليك السلام. And such a kind of people like this, the media is open all the time for them. They wrote articles. In a Muslim country, it's considered like the country of Al-Azhar. And they open the media for them, newspaper, the TV, and they speak about it. And they say there is no such thing called Azab al-Qabr, punishment in the grave. And this is confusing the people, and people start arguing about this area. But I just take like cut some of their articles, and I give it to you. They said, how come there is a punishment? There is a punishment in the grave. While when they put your body in the grave, your body will be finished. It will be eaten by worms and your flesh and your blood. You know, after all of us, as all of us we know, when they put the body in the grave, after certain days, the belly will be like open, spoiled. And then the bacteria is working, it's going to work very hard, and it changes to worms. And this worms which come from your body, it will eat all the flesh. All of us will know that. And nothing will be remaining except the bones, and little after a while, the bones will be changed to dust. Because as all of us we know, originally we came from dust. Therefore from the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if anybody dies, we take like 3 bunches of the dirt of the dust and we throw it over the body. Minha khalaqnakum, we say the ayah, minha khalaqnakum, from it, meaning from the earth or the land, we created you. And you take another one and forcefully throw it over the body, وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, and in it we will return you back. And then you take the third one and you throw it over the body and you say, actually, وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَىٰ, and from it we will resurrect you again as we created you originally from it. All of us we know, even Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she told Bilal radiallahu anhu wa ardaha, قالت يا بلال فهانت عليكم أنفسكم أن تحطوا طرارة على رسول الله. Your soul, they're letting you to take the dirt or the dust and you throw it over the body of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال يا أمة قوم ضر هتتعلمنا. This is how he teach us. This is the way the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us. So it's from the Sunnah inshallah ta'ala. But again, come back to the question. The people, they make questions. I saw this from the article. They said, how there is a punishment in a grave while your body will be finished? Your body will be originally come back to the dust. Where is the punishment here? These people, they don't understand anything. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, all of us as a human, we bathe in three different processes, three different situations. In this life, we have two things to deal with: your body and soul. First comes body or soul. The body comes first, and then your soul follow the body. If you want to go to the masjid, that's what we bring the Isha Shukai. You go by your what? Your body first, and your soul follow you. So in this life, all of us, if you intend to do anything, you go by your body, you go to the trip, you travel by your body, and your soul follow you. It could be the masjid, it could be the club. You go by your body and your soul follow you. That is the first situation. For if we're talking about any human. In a dream, situation will be different. Your soul, it go first and your body follow the soul. So nami in Hayatul Barzakh, which you call it Hayatul Barzakh, it's upgraded life. Here in this life you have a limit seen. A limit seen. You cannot see the angel around you. Anybody see the angel? But wallahi, you are surrounded by angels. They listen. Every one of us has two. One for the good deeds and one for the evil deeds. So every one of us, so could you imagine if we are 100, we are surrounded by how many angels? 200. Everyone has two. Since the child under age, male or female, Allah hired only one angel for protection, to protect him, one angel. There is no any deed will be written yet until he reach certain age to be what? Adult. So now, in the grave, it will be different. These people that don't understand, the punishment in the grave is not going to be against the body. It's going to be against what? The soul. Because your body will be finished. So your soul, it will be in punishment. And the punishment in the grave, every one of us, we know. The third level, or the third life, it will be in the hereafter. So in the day of the judgment, you will have both the body and you will have the soul together. The body and the soul, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless you and enter you the Jannah, your body and your soul will enjoy it. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wa na'udhu billahi min an-nar will send in a human to the hellfire, both the body and the soul will be punished in the hellfire. But in this life, totally different. Your body comes first and your soul follow you, either to a good deed or to what? Evil deeds. So in the grave, come back to the grave. Soul will be suffered in the grave or will be blessed with enjoyment in the grave. As we know, all of us, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Dalil written completely in the Sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he was passing by, he found a fresh grave. Fresh. قال هنا أخوان يعذبان وما يعذبان لكبير. There is two brothers here receiving punishment. Two brothers receiving punishment. and they don't receive punishment because of the big sin. They don't receive punishment because of the big sin. It's not like a sin, they make it like a great sin. Such as, yet he mentioned the first one, why he received punishment in a dream. قال أما أحدهما فكان يمشي بالنميمة. One of them, he received the punishment in a grave because he used to go with Namima. Namima is like a backbiting. You're talking about your brother in his absence with something to create fitna between the two brothers. You meet, I meet Sheikh Sa'id. I told him, I meet Abdullah yesterday, and Abdullah, he said about you, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to create fitna, to create hatred between the two brothers. Let's call it Namima. Namima. And the other one, he receiving in his grave, a punishment also in his grave, in the soul, not in the body. Soul will be punished because of what? كان لا يستنزه من بوله أو يستبرئ من بوله. Another رواية in the hadith, يستبرئ. He used to go and he was urinate without cleaning himself and he goes. Must be clean after every single urine. You must clean yourself. You cannot walk like this in a street. Therefore, whoever gonna do the same thing like that, he will be banished in the grave. So we know there is a banishment in the grave. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us also, every one of us, after they send him to the grave, what's gonna happen? After everybody will leave, and with the last footstep, for the last one he leave the grave, right away the punishment will be stopped. The punishment. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان أحد منكم ناج من ضمة القبر لنجي منها سعد ابن معاذ الذي اهتز له عرش الرحمن. If any one of you will be saved from the pressures of the grave, the Sa'd ibn Mu'adh will be saved. Even Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, the one who died exactly in the battlefield, and his blood came and covered all the things, and the throne of Allah tabaraka ta'ala was shaking because of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. If Sa'd ibn Mu'adh will be saved from the pressure of the grave, everyone of you could be saved, but nobody will be saved. But we have to understand, with your al-amal al-salih, your righteous deed, which you perform in your life, the qabr, the tomb, will be like the mother, when the mother taking the baby, and actually when the mother taking the baby, how she deal with her baby, hard or what? Soft and numb. So the qabr will deal with you the same way. But if when you go to the land of other peace, if somebody dies with the evil act, evil deed, the kafir, the Muslim, disobedient, who disobey Allah and His Messenger, the kafir will direction and beat him and fatakhtanish adla'u. And his races go through each eye back inside each other. And this is like somebody, did you fight me because alhamdulillah you have in Masjid Taqwa here, Karam. People break up, somebody squeeze you. And sometimes when somebody squeeze you, and you're gonna feel, say, let me alone, I'm cannot take my breath. The form will do the same thing, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, until all the rest is go and will be broken, because the rest will go through each other. That's just what we fresh. After they send their brother to the grave, while the body is still fresh. And as you know, my brother, we know actually how the death would be done. Something inside you make you move, working, playing, acting, jumping here and there. There's something inside you called the soul. What is the soul is? We don't know. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ رُوحِ قُلُ الرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. They ask you, Ya Muhammad, about the ruh, the spirit, the soul. What is the soul is? Answer them, it's from who? From Allah. Nobody knows, even the Prophet, what make you inside make you jump and walking and here, leave here, there, moving here, walking here, coming, whatever it is he does in this life. And suddenly something will be taken. And when the soul will be taken from the body, we know that it could be according to the last deed you did it in your life, or the righteous deed you did it in your life. If the righteous, the soul will be come out from the Malak al-Mawt. ملك الموت يا أيها الروح المطمئنة اخرجي إلى ربك راضية مرضية or soul come out and the soul will be taken soft and nice and easy. The ملك الموت will be taken. This soul will be taken by the ملك الموت, the king, the angel of the death. He will take it, he has to give it to Allah تبارك وتعالى. Every single soul must return to Allah because He is the one who created. They have to give it to Him. If this soul was good, righteous, يَسْتَقْبِرُهَا أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ, all the dwellers of the heavens, the angels, and all the prophets, those prophets, they welcome this soul. لِمَنْ هَذِهِ الرُّوحِ الطَّيِّبَةِ. This soul belongs, this righteous soul belongs to who? And they name it. The angel will answer, this soul belongs to Muhammad, the son of Abdul Rahman, by the name of your father. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the soul will be returned to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala ordered the angel to take it soul again. In from the coffin, from the Al-Jannah, and are returning back to the body, and not to the body. Why you still under the wash, and the people around you, the soul will be remaining between the coffin and your body. Between the coffin and your body. The soul could hear who's speaking, could see who's speaking, and after that, when they carry the ruh, they carry the body, astaghfirullah, they carry the body in a tundra, and they send it to the grave, at the last full step for the people on the grave, or up or over the grave, the punishment will start, or the pleasure will be, will start. The soul will go inside the body again. It will be the same thing. The soul will go inside the body, and the qabr, the tomb, will bless you, and you're gonna sit. If you die with righteous deeds, the two good angels will come to you, and then after that you say, لِمَنْ هَذَا الْوَجْهُ الطَّيِّبُ. This is belonging to this good faith, which you feel comfort. When you see them, you feel comfort. You're gonna ask. And then the angel will answer you, نَحْنُ عَمَلُكَ الصَّالِحُ. We are your good righteous deeds. Then they will ask you, all of us, you know, the questions in the grave. How come they deny? How come they deny all the judgment in the grave? مَنْ رَبُّكَ. اللَّهُ رَبِّي. Who's your Lord? My Lord. You will answer. If you die with righteous deeds, you will answer easy. Is the angel. Who's your Lord? You're my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Madinuk. What's your relation? Deeni al-Islam. And you answer. Man al-Rajul al-Ladhi bu'itha fikum. What is the name for this man who has been sent to you? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah wa Rasuluh. You will answer easy. If you answer this question, the angel will made like a part of Al-Jannah, Rawda, garden from Al-Jannah, لمد البصر, at the final destination of you could see in the grave. And remember, they put you in about 5 feet by 5 feet, they put you in a grave, but the cover, the tomb, will be open in a front, because we're dealing with the soul. We didn't deal with the body anymore. In this life, the barzakh is upgraded life. it's more upgrade more than this life, because you could see all the souls around you. You see all the souls, those who died before you. You see all the angels. You see, you could see a screen from Al-Jannah, and you could see a screen from the hellfire. If you die in righteous good deeds, the angel will say, look, ya Abdullah, or Abdullah, look to your position in the hellfire. If you die in righteousness, if you die with as-saliheen, they will tell you, look, that's your position in the hellfire. But Allah is related to you, so actually to make you position where? In the Jannah. And they show you as a part of your place in the Jannah, or part of your Jannah. So this mu'min, the one who dies in righteousness, he wish that the day of the judgment will come or not? Yes, he will wish that the day of the judgment will come, because he sees his path, and even Allah show him what is the virgin woman which Al-Huri'een, may Allah tabaraka ta'ala provide us inshaAllah ta'ala to enter the Jannah and the Huri'een inshaAllah. In the opposite way, wa inna'udhu billah, that the man who died in right in disobedience, the man who died in high al-Islam, the one who did exactly his evil deed is more than the good deed, he will have wa ya'udhu billah two angels, and their faces are very tough and rough. And then he asked, who are you? He said, we are your evil deeds. They answered it. And then after that they could hear the same question, who is your Lord? And then after that, wa ya'udhu billah, it is not easy. He would answer, ha ha, ha ha, I don't know. And then he will ask you, what's your deen? What's your religion? He said, ha ha, I got to know. And then he will ask him, who is the man who has been sent it to you? He said, ha ha, I got to know. Therefore we have an ayah, beautiful ayah in the book of Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّالِثِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah fix. You thabit, Allah fix your iman. He makes you say the truth. In this life and hereafter, or after death, you will say the truth. You will answer easy. But anybody die in disobedience or die as a kafir wa ya'udhu billah, he cannot answer this question. So what happened is, they have like mafraqa, like a hammer. This hammer, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, is equal to between the heaven and earth. Very large. They will beat him on the head, and he will go all the way down to the seven levels of the earth, and bring him again, and repeat the question again, ha ha, I don't know, and he will receive a punishment in the grave, until Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows how long. Subhanallah, we ask Allah to take all of us. That is fact. And then after that, they told him, look, that's your precious position in the Jannah. That's your position in the Jannah. But Allah revelated to you, you should go this way in the Jannah. But Allah will reveal it to you, and this is your position in the hellfire. So he sees his position in the hellfire, and he wished that the day of the judgment will come or not. Never. He doesn't want our own, he sees his own, wa la'udhu billah. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, معظم عذاب أمتي معظم عذاب أمتي في قبورهم. The most of the Muslim Ummah will be punished because of their evil deeds in their grave. And because after that, the punishment will be more and will be more stronger than in hereafter. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to purify the Muslim in the punishment in the grave. And this is much easier than the punishment in the hereafter. May Allah take all of us from the punishment in the grave and in the hereafter, inshaAllah ta'ala. So, but this is one. One of the most punishments in the grave, al-mutasaqilat ru'usihim ala salat al-maktuba. The Muslim will receive punishment in the grave because of this delaying of salat. Because he's sleeping and he doesn't care about as-salat.
He doesn't care about as-salah. Hey, so, what happened? Ya Rasulullah, what kind of punishment? What is this punishment, Ya Rasulullah? The Sahaba, they asked. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلط عليه ثعبان أقرع ذو جبيبة يجري السم في فمه 70 خريفا. Allah تبارك وتعالى will send huge snake in his grave, shaved the head, with the shaved head, and there is a zabiba in the forehead of this snake. It will be like a big spot, like looks like a raisin, a big one, and the poison running in the mouth of this snake 70 years, and this snake will take the body and the soul. And like, you know, there is like the cat and the mice. Do you have idea? If we have a mice, the cat loves the mice too much. But the cat never eats the mice. He will take the mice and take it and push it hard until make sure the mice has been killed and never eat the mice. That's gonna be the same thing. And Allah Al-Azim, I was a witness in one of the lectures. One scholar came from Jordan. You know, he is a very good scholar, very trusted scholar, mashallah. He came here one day, he said, I was actually, there is an accident gone in Jordan. A young man, almost like 20 years old. Car accident. And he died in an accident. But the man did not have any ID. He had no ID at all in his pocket. Then after that, they took him to the hospital. For a couple of days, nobody asked about him. They had no idea, no ID, no names, nothing. They cannot keep the body for a long time in the hospital. Then they brought the order to take him to the grave. Send him to the grave because nobody asked about him. They cannot keep the body. Then they actually sent him to the grave and they buried him. After a while, his mother and his brother, his family, they try to look for their son, where the son is. They didn't find, so they went to the hospital to check all the hospital. If somebody came with this name, so we don't know how many. But we have a young man, came to us from last week, and we wait for his family. Nobody asked, nobody claimed. So we sent him. So they take a permission from the government to open the grave, to let his family members to recognize if this is body belonging to them or not. So they took after the cemetery man to the grave, and this is scholar, the one who mentioned this story, he went with them. They opened the grave, they called the cemetery man. They opened the grave from one side. When they opened the grave, they had a huge snake came from, opened the mouth, and everybody scared, everybody run from the front of the tomb. He almost like exactly can open his mouth very wide in order to take anyone and snatch anybody and attack him. They said after that the scar advised them to open the grave from the other side. They went and they opened the grave from the other side, the same head of the snake came from the other direction and almost gonna attack the people. And then the scholar, he told them, keep it, that is his evil deeds. Keep it and close the grave. We don't touch it because that it has been found actually his body. It go around the body. He said that like this is mine. Nobody could touch it. Pray out of Allah. They came to his mother and they asked his mother, we ask you by the name of Allah, what happened, what your son did in his life? He said, my son, he did not raise. That's number one. And that is the match with the hadith which you mentioned. Anybody delay his salah, anybody ignoring his salah without legal reason, anybody sleep and he doesn't care about the time of the salah, most of the Muslim ummah, sleeping and wake up to pray the salah to sleep about time of the sa'eed. 10 o'clock in the morning. And when you ask him, did you pray? Alhamdulillah, I pray the Qubh. What time, brother? 10 o'clock. MashaAllah. Until the brother, he woke up comfortable and exactly doesn't care about the salah, 10 o'clock or not. I came back from overseas. Wallahi, I found this, I cried. demon wake up 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. One of the ones relatives, and we woke up like 2 o'clock afternoon, after Salat al-Zuhr. So then he didn't woke up, said, you know, for the Salat al-Zuhr, said, you know, what can I do, Sheikh, because I was late watching the TV until 4 o'clock in the morning. And then after that, I said, what time is the break? Inshallah, I will pray. Rasulullah s.a.w. he said, look at this. Rasulullah s.a.w. anyone sleep when and he woke and he missed the salah, when he wake up, pray your salah. Yes, once in a while. Not every day. Every day you wake up like 1, 2 o'clock and you pray for Rasulullah. So, receiving punishment in the grave for those who delaying the salah, for those who doesn't wake up for the salah, for those who ignoring the salah, he will receive a punishment in the grave and use the snake to take his body and break it, and that is evil act in his grave, and the soul will be punished also with it. And then they asked the mother, what else? He said he used to go with the river. Dealing with river, the interest, the loan, the mortgage, and all of this that. May Allah free all of us, inshallah, from all this river. This is, and number three, the mother, she said, he used to go with a lot of girls for fun, with dinner, wa ya'udhu billah, adultery. These three evil deeds, or bad deeds, could actually lead the Muslim to be banished in the grave from this snake, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what tells him. But the qabr, it could be part of all the hellfire, or it could be a part of Al-Jannah, rawta, garden from Al-Jannah, part of Al-Jannah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala leave all the grave for all Muslims, inshaAllah, part of Al-Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. But this is fact. Nobody could deny the punishment in the grave or the judgment in the grave. So therefore, we need to understand and clear it. In the grave, punishment or pleasure will be with the soul, not with the body. What is the soul is? What is the soul? The soul which you receive on that. What is the soul is? You don't know what is the soul is. What makes you speak? What makes you walk? What makes you sit down? And suddenly something will take out, will be taken out from your body, and your body will be like your needles. When you cut, trim your meal and you throw it, your body will be the same, useless, nothing will be changed to dust very fast. But the soul will be receiving this punishment in the grave of Allah subhanahu. This is the situation nobody could deny. Nobody could deny that the judgment in the grave. It is the fact. And they listen to you and they hear you and the souls will be proud. For example, if the son will visit, or any Muslim will visit the grave, you speak into them, they will listen to you, they will answer the salam, assalamu alaykum ahli al-maqabr, or people in the grave, you say, wallahi, they answer you, and they hear you very well, and you remember that, this incident and everything, you remember in the Battle of Uhud, in the Battle of Badr, after Allah tabaraka ta'ala did victory, for the Muslims in the Battle of Victory, and the head of Quraysh, the Mushrik, the head, alright, has been killed in this battle. Well, the Prophet ﷺ ordered the Sahaba, the companion, to take the money and dump it in a big grave called Al-Qali. Dumped there. And then after that, the Prophet came to them and started to speak with them. By the name, Ya Aba Jahl, Ya Uqba ibn Mu'ayt, and then he speak with them and he named them one by one. Ara'aytum al-haqqa min al-dhalim. Did you see and you recognize now the truth from the falsehood? Did you see what Allah promised you in the Quran? Did you see what I say before you? Did you see Umar ibn Khattab came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and told him, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّهُمْ شِيْفَةٌ. He became like body with the nasty smelling, bad smelling, reduced from their body. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, you're speaking to a body which became like a Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Umar and the Sahaba, and he said, Wallahi ya Umar, they listen to me now and they hear me, but they cannot, the difference between you and them, they cannot answer, they cannot speak anymore, but they listen and they saw the truth and they saw the fact which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has promised them. This is the fact, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we cannot deny this judgment in the grave. Subhanallah, we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to give us the good gift in you. Do you want to have a question, comment about this? Sorry. At the snake?
Yes.
Somebody told you about this. MashaAllah. This is the fact that Ali, this has come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told God, the one, and if you need to know those who live in a village, or those who have experience in a village, when you have, so you find animal, the animal, the azab al-qabr, the banishment in the grave is fact and truth. If you're taking the animal in the grave, you find the dog, what? Puppy. You find all the animals crying because they could see something you cannot see. You could hear something. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only hide this punishment in the grave only for who? The jinn and the human. Only the jinn and the human. But all the animals, they hear it. That's why if you take if you go in for any grave, you find the dog, what is the dog about? Crying and barking in the grave, وَلْيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Dancing, the same thing, crying, all the animals crying, because they could hear something you cannot see. And then the Prophet ﷺ say, if you see what I saw, if you hear what I heard, لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا, you will laugh less and you will cry a lot. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from His mercy, He hides the punishment of the grave for us. Because if we see that, nobody will send his relative to her to the grave. If you see that or you hear that, nobody will send anybody to the grave because they could see and they could hear. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from His mercy, He hides all that from us. But the Sunnah came and described that in detail. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established everything for us in order to be aware of it, in order to work hard in this life, in order to be saved from the grave. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from the grave, inshallah.
I want to ask you something. Because my country, when I was a child, they already I was there myself. And it put in the sun and it was a sun. What color triangle is it?
Allah, ya akhi, subhanallah, inshallah, this is wrong.
What's that?
No. Sometimes actually, even when we send some brothers here to the grave and you open the grave and you find the water or the water in the grave like this and say, but remember again, we're dealing with a soul. Soul is upgraded life. We don't deal with the body anymore in the grave. That is the life in Barzakh. Barzakh dealing with the soul only, not with the body, because the body will be finished. And you are permitted even to put it in a water or you put it in the snow, whatever it is, because the body will be finished anyway, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now. Nafs and ruh, the same thing. And nafs and ruh are the same thing. Your nafsak. That means actually the soul. We're talking, when we're speaking this language, you're speaking with the language of the soul. Because the one make your life is your soul. But what is the soul is, we don't know, and the ruh is the same thing. Nafs or ruh, same thing, they are the same. Because we're dealing with you, with the ruh. Your ruh is good or your ruh is evil. That's up to the personal soul, and this is from Allah Ta'ala. We ask Allah to make all our souls or our ruh or our nafs, inshaAllah Ta'ala, to be righteous, inshaAllah Ta'ala. Any more questions to this religious system? Who do you need the question?
Somebody is delayed.
It means somebody makes a salah and they continue or they stop.
No,
delayed continue. Delayed continue. This is the receipt. He will be burst in his grave. He will be burst in his grave. Before he dies, he make a tawbah. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also, if he make tawbah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he start to correct himself, and he has intention, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ghafoor raheem all the time. Allah is supposed to forgive it. Supposed to forgive it. But of course, his deeds will be less than the one who spends all his life. You have two Muslims. One Muslim, all his life he's drained and he never missed the salah. And all he was worried too much about his salah. And a Muslim came 60 years of praying. And he never prayed. And he came in the 60 years old and he started to pray. You want to make this both of them equal? Never. Never you're going to be equal. This is a salah, it's very important for us, inshallah. And remember in the day of the judgment, call it the day of sadness. Day of sadness. You will ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to return you back to this life, to do more righteous and never miss anything and you spend all your life. But it's too late. Allah will tell you it's too late. I send the one who warned you. I send the Quran to you. I send the Nabi, the Prophet of Allah for you to explain everything. But you never follow. But of course, the one who made him tawbah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the most forgiving of him. But they cannot be equal. Together, somebody never miss and somebody he doesn't care, he pray one day and not pray, and the five is still 5 days, it's not working. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, inshaAllah ta'ala, to perform all our salah all the time, inshaAllah ta'ala. I have a question here from the sister, question number one. What is the Islamic government? What is the Islamic government? Islamic government, a dead country which ruled by the Islamic Sharia. And they don't choose any human law. They practice the Islamic Sharia in everything. In economy, in politics, in education, in culture, in economy, military. Everything will be under the Islamic rule. That's called Islamic government. They don't accept any human law to rule the country. That's called Islamic government. And of course, when you think about Islamic government, the head of this government and all the administrations and the government, the governor, they fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they practice the Islam and they practice the law of Islam and they judge with justice between the people. That's called the Islamic government. Meaning today, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ قَدَّمْنَا عُرْوَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ عُرْوَةٌ عُرْوَةٌ أولها الحكم بكتاب الله وآخرها الصلاة. If all the law or the core or the pillars of Islam will be finished one by one, and the first one will be finished ruling by the Islamic Sharia. First pillar in Islam will be finished completely ruling by the book of Allah, Sunnah of Nabi Sallam. And number two, it is آخرها الصلاة, and the last one of it, when the people consider the salah is not important, and you see today among the Sahabs today, people deny the salah so much, they don't care about the salah anymore, they delay the salah, but in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the people all the time, they are most important for them to perform a salah on time, regularly, perfect. They are totally different than us. Today the salah became for us like a duty. You want to finish it as soon as you can. You finish it fast as much as you can. Like something heavy you carry, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, Salat al-Zuhr is finished. But in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, we used to come to the masjid while the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam leading the Salat al-Zuhr. And we go al-Baqi'ah, that's behind the masjid. to rescind our remaining between the bathroom, and we perform our wudu, and we walk into the masjid, from Baqiyah to masjid, almost like half mile. And we find Rasulullah is still in the first rak'ah. Nearly today, but we also today. Salat of Zuhr, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. SubhanAllah, we get one brother one day, wallah, in the masjid, and happy. He came to me, Kashir, قل والله أحد is not in the Quran anymore. أفتح قل الله is in the Quran يا أخي. أحد أقول أعوذ رب السنة قل أعوذ رب السنة من القرآن. قل إن شاء الله. So what is the reason يا شيخ you need me to hold? يا أخي سنة كيف. قل والله أحد أعوذ رب السنة. يا السلام عليكم من الله. الحمد لله. نعمة قل الله تبارك وتعالى. قل أنت رأيت القرآن. قد قدر والله إن رمضان was leading to the Maghrib in the Masjid Qumi. يا شيخ you made it wrong.
Think what in the morning, think what in the Aisha, you know, and they need to
sleep. So, SubhanAllah, ya akhi, la, it's not working now. So, Islamic government, we explain it. Question number two. What is the color the secular government? Secular government is opposite of the Islamic government. Secular, those people who deny the Sharia, those people who make fun of the Sharia, meaning secular today, make fun about the Islam. Fun. People they don't consider. And so, people say, why you make wudu? Why you make wudu? You are a Muslim Jew. You don't need to make wudu. You are clean, happy. SubhanAllah. Why you go up and down in the salah? Come on in your heart. You bring on your heart. SubhanAllah. You don't say, go up and down, up and down. He says, Wallahi al-Azim, in my country, they say, Salah is exercise. Exercise. Salah is exercise. You consider the Salah is exercise. He says, why you go up and down? You have to give yourself up and down. Bring on your heart. MashaAllah. That's what they need. They need to take all the parties of Islam, all as the bearer of Islam, they take it one by one. If you are, MashaAllah, you are, extremist in your deen, and you practice your deen today, they call you extremist, terrorist, whatever they name you. They don't need you, the secular, they don't need you to practice your Islam. But alhamdulillah, from the Muslim Ummah all the time, this Ummah producing righteous people who defend the Islam and who fight for the Islam, alhamdulillah, to practice their deen. Nothing will stop you to practice your deen. SubhanAllah. There is a Muslim country today, the secular government, they say, they brought the law, not enough for the woman even to wear the hijab. You want the woman go to the government, to work in a government, or work in the city, or to work in the state, they don't want the Muslim to be with hijab. They say, if you are that high, you're losing the job. You are not allowed to wear the hijab. What about the niqab? They deny the niqab completely. They deny the niqab. That's called secular. He prefer human law to be over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rule. But this is not working with Islam. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Question number three. Is Bangladesh is the secular or Islamic government? Your sister in law, you put me in this problem. You better check with the brother from the Bangladesh, actually about if they are Islamic government or secular. I'm not from Bangladesh. So, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Bangladesh to rule by the Islam, inshaAllah ta'ala, and to be among Islam, actually the Muslim who leading the Muslim, because the power will come actually not from the Arab. It's coming from the non-Arab, inshaAllah ta'ala, to make this Islam, because we see the Arab, what they do in the Arab now, and ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give them tawbah, and to send from the Muslim, inshaAllah, Khalifa, to rule all the Muslims, inshaAllah ta'ala. This is actually what we need. The second thing I would like to share with you today, I was in a wedding. They invited me for one wedding. And what happened is, I saw something in a wedding. It's not, subhanAllah. What happened is, as you know in Islam, the woman in order to marry, she has must have what? Wali. Must have what? Wali. And remember, wali for both the virgin and a tayyib. The woman who has experienced before, has she has been divorced? Has been divorced? Or her husband passed away? Both of them must be represented by wali. Al-wali in Islam, father. If the father is not capable to be wali for the girl, his wilaya, that means his wilaya, his protection will be fall down. He's not capable. We cannot take him. Such a such a a man came to your daughter, and this man carried two things. Good manners, and number two, deen. Yeah, he's a religious man. Came to engage, or to ask, to marry your daughter. And father, he is the one who holds this in his hand. He must represent his daughter. He's the one, number one, to representing the girl, his girl. He has to approve this marriage. But the father, for example, he said, no, I don't need this man. The man, he is able financially to open a house for his daughter, and he carried in. And number three, he is good manner, known in the community that he carried good manner. Are you concerned with someone?
Allah is born, Allah is born, Allah is born,
presenting his girl, approve the marriage for his daughter. And if the father is not capable, like I told you, somebody came and is able financially to marry his daughter, and he carry both of this, the deen and good manner. Deen and good manner.
that means this young man are qualified or old man qualified to marry his daughter. But he said no. Wallahi, I never let him marry my daughter. Why you don't? He said, because I need my dollar to keep it for my nephew. That's his name, the son of his brother. Nephew. Nobody will marry my daughter except my nephew. We told him, who's your nephew? He said, your nephew is not crazy. Your nephew known in the community that he has like bad or bad manners. Misbehavior. Said that anyway with this I need my nephew to marry my daughter. So tell him you are not qualified. You are not qualified. Group of Muslims sit with this man to correct him, to try to convince him that this man is qualified to marry his daughter. Because and the thing which we do, we need to know also that his daughter, she needs this man, the present man. She doesn't want to marry his nephew. So we told him, your wilaya, you are not qualified to be wali for your daughter. So if he insists and he doesn't listen, we could take the second one after him. Who the second one will be qualified to represent or approve this marriage? Who? His big who? His brother, the cousin. We come to the cousin. We tell him, here is the qualification for the young man who needs to marry this girl. If he approves this marriage and he representing the girl and he became wali, alhamdulillah. If he says no, I am with my brother. I don't want this man to marry my daughter. Because it came in the community here when somebody who follows the madhab, one school, and he refused, like for example, I have a kid in this masjid. And they came and asked me in the phone. I received a lot of call phone too. And they told me the father refused the good man who came to his daughter and is able financially. And he had a very good manner, known in the community that he's a religious man. He always goes to the masjid to pray. He has a good job. And then the father refused this young man because of what? Because the father, he followed the matter of Abu Hanifa. And the man, the young man who came to marry his daughter, is from Madhab of Al-Shafi'i. SubhanAllah, who made this young? Why we all of this Imam al-Sunnah? You cannot deny because all one, the Shafi'i refused one from Abu Hanif, and Abu Hanif refused one from Malik, and Malik refused Ahmad. So what is that? This is ignorance. This is ignorance among the Muslim community. So the father refused the good man for his daughter because he doesn't follow the faith. Because then you have to fear Allah and you make tawbah and to come to Madhab Abu Hanif. SubhanAllah! Tawbah! Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ignorance among the Muslim community today. So for example, the uncle came and said, no, I am with the father. So they asked me, go ahead, you are not qualified. We bring to us the grandfather. Grandfather will say, no, I am with my two sons, the father and the uncle. I am with them. We talk to them. We try to convince him. He refused. We talk to them, move away. Come to the father of the girl, if he's young, if he's adult, and the brother approves it, alhamdulillah, he will be qualified to represent the girl and approve this current marriage. The brother said, no, I am with my father. So the Prophet ﷺ in the end said, فَمَنْ لَا وَلِيَّ لَهُ فَالسُّلْطَانُ وَلِيُّ لَهُ. If any woman gives her a girl in Islam, or not, she doesn't have any wali, father, uncle, grandfather, brother, so who will be qualified to represent and approve this marriage? As-Sultan. Sultan in the language, that means the Khalifa of the Muslims. Khalifa. So who will be? Al-Qadi Islami, Islamic judge. The Imam of the Masjid. But you have to understand also Al-Khan
the uncle related to the mother, if we have wali from the father's side, like the father is there, uncle is there, grandfather is there, brother is there, we are the most qualified to approve this marriage. But we cannot choose her uncle from her mother's side and to give him power over the root of the father. He cannot. Only rutbah, rutbah from the father's side, they are qualified to be the wali for the girl. But if there is no anyone will be qualified, it will be the sultan, will be the khalifa, the Islamic judge, the imam, which known and is chosen by the family. But I was in this wedding, I found something strange. I found the father is there. And what happened is, and the groom was there, the boy he need to marry, he was there, sitting in the table. And then the father, he chose another one, old man from the community, to take to be wali for his daughter. Look at this. The father, sitting in the same marriage meeting, sitting there, but he chose one old man for respect, to be the wali for his daughter. And what happened is, he took the father of the boy to represent his son for marriage. So, and both of them, the groom was there, the father was there, but they chose two different people. They chose one to represent the girl, a friend of the father, old man, and they bring the father of the boy to meet the marriage. So they put their hands together, and the man, the imam, who leading the marriage contract, he say words for both of them, and he finished the contract of marriage. I was sitting there. After he finished, I told him this marriage is false. It's not accepted in Islam. And the imam was there. He told me, what? I told him, yes, it's not allowed. This is false marriage. This is contract marriage. He told me why. I told him, I asked by the name of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The father is there. Father sitting. My father, I asked him question, you approve this marriage for your daughter or not? He said, yeah. I said, why you choose somebody else to represent your daughter? Father, something is not usual. Something is not accepted. And why you choose, you take the father of the boy? Why the boy is there? The boy is adult or not? I asked him, I told him about the groom. I told him, you are adult or not yet? He told me, yes, I am. I said, you know, both of you, the father of the girl, and the boy, they are the one, they put their hands together to complete the marriage process. Not to bring the two people over their father, over the boy, and to represent them in the meeting. Represent the father, yes, he has right to choose somebody to represent him in the marriage, in the meeting of the marriage. If the father is absent, somebody for example, needs his daughter is here, and the father lives in Senegal. Father lives in Senegal, first we check, this girl, her uncle is here? No. Her grandfather is here? No. Her brother is here? No. So the father has the right to call somebody he knows him, to call him, Ya Abdurrahman, I am in Senegal, go and representing me to be the wali of the girl in Sydney because I am in Senegal, I cannot be in this meeting. Yes, we could accept this man. But if the father is here, we cannot take any representative and speak him in the same of meeting to be the wali of the girl. He's not allowed. He's not capable. You cannot. If the father is there, he has priority to represent his daughter in the meeting of marriage. He cannot choose, for example, somebody gonna tell me, Yashir, I need you to be the wali for my daughter. The father, he asked me, for example, he asked me, I need you, I know, you know, and you teach in the Bible, and come in the meeting of marriage to represent my daughter, or to be the wali of my daughter. I told him, you cannot do that. You are the one you are qualified number one. You are number one to representing your daughter in the meeting if you are present in this country. But you cannot sue somebody while you are there in the same meeting to representing you in the marriage contract. This is what I did. So they repeated, alhamdulillah, repeated the marriage again between the father and the groom. Both of them, they put their hands together and they complete the process of the meeting. And while the imam, he was there, and after that, alhamdulillah, they lift the beer and said, Allahu Akbar, may Allah reward you, Sheikh, actually. And if I approve it, this contract of marriage cannot be accepted according to the sunnah. Must be the father direct with the boy who needs to marry. The boy, he doesn't need anybody to represent him. He has to make it by himself. That is the wajib sunnah. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam. Yes, God. You are the wali? That's the same thing. You are the father of the girl?
My father is his son.
Okay. Why he take you? Again, you need to choose in this life the Islam or the tradition. Enough. Like I told you from the beginning, father, number one. If we have the father, he's number one. He is the wali for the girl. The father is not there. We're looking for somebody. He's her uncle, his brother. There's no uncle. We're looking for grandfather. No grandfather. We're looking for a brother. No brother. So if the woman, she doesn't have anybody from the same father group, we're looking for a sultan. Sultan is mean the governor, Islamic government, Islamic judge, imam of the masjid. If the girl, she has no root from her father, her father is this side. This is that it. Can the woman could be the wali for her daughter?
No.
Can I go and because the girl she doesn't have any wali, and I meet her mother, and her mother come and sit in the meeting and to be the wali for the daughter? Cannot be. Cannot. She's not qualified to do that. If the girl she doesn't have anything from the father's side, so we should look for who? Islamic judge, imam, scholar, whatever. If they choose this person to represent the woman and say, but the father is there, why he choose you? No tradition in Islam. Sunnah, father number one. Uncle, grandfather, brother, son of the woman, if the woman has son, is qualified also to be wali for her, to representing her at the time of marriage. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala a'lam. Salat, we are finished. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك اللهم تقبلنا واقبل منا واجعلنا سببا للهدى علمنا ما علمت به كثير من خلقك واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه اللهم اغفر لنا لخطايانا الحسنه واعف عنا انا كنا من الظالمين لا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما اغفر لنا بالاعمال الصالحات اعمالنا وتوفنا المسلمين وارحمنا الصالحين بغير خزايا ولا مفتونين اللهم يا رب توفنا مسلمين وارحمنا الصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين وانصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم تقبلنا يا ارحم الراحمين واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم اشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله